The elders have to add something, small and great. And I think that's a unique subdivision of the God-fearing, the category of all the righteous that fear God. They are described as two groups, small and great. And I think probably the small is greater. There are not many great, not many noble, but there are some. But the small make up the most part of the church of Jesus Christ. The elders know their Psalter. This is where they're getting this from. Psalm 115. He will bless them that fear the Lord, small and great. They know the Psalms. They sung them when they were on earth. They've imbibed the spirit of them. And now here they break into this harmonious singing. And again they're saying, they reward them that fear the Lord, small and great. They can't leave that out. They see it. Not just the great. Not just the great prophets. Not just the great reformers. Not just the great preachers and the public figures. The men and women who go down in the annals of church history who you can read about, the great, and there may be hundreds of them, thousands of them, all the names in the church history books, but the millions of them are the small. The housewife, the factory worker, the mother in the home, the poor, the obscure, the unknown. The vast part of the church is small. Ah, God doesn't miss out even the little widow woman who gives her two mites. No, he rewards the small. What was that? It wouldn't even be noticed except the Lord saw it. The small. You know, there are plenty of faithful people, you know. They don't go into the limelight. They're not in office. They're not prominent. But they love the Lord. They just are faithful. They go and do their business and do their work. Live a life of honesty and God honoring. The Lord notes it. The vast part of the church is small. Just think of the assemblies. Aren't there plenty of small assemblies? Just two or three? That doesn't matter in Judgment Day. The Lord rewards the small ones too, just as much as the large and the great ones. The little maid. You remember the little maid in the Bible? The sick and the shut-in who just love the Lord and read their Bible and pray and hope and trust in Jesus. What did the poet say? In Lander's door, I may be poor, my place unknown, my name obscure. Of this I have the witness sure. Oh, bless the Lord. I've Jesus. The small. The 24 elders just could not leave that out. That's us tonight. Just a small assembly. Just a small bond. But the Lord sees. The Lord knows. You're faithful. You love him. You're here in your seat, you're in your place. The Lord's going to reward you.